USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings leading the news as officials are on the hunt for a suspect after four people were shot, one of them fatally, at a bar in Columbia, South Carolina overnight. Meanwhile, authorities in Southern California are looking for a possible sniper who shot an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy yesterday. The deputy's in a hospital after a gunshot came from a four-story building, hitting the deputy's bulletproof vest. The 21-year-old trainee shot in a parking lot of the county's sheriff's department. President Trump again claims Democrats are not behind Israel.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is dropping out of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
An update from the nation's Attorney General William Barr on the investigation into the death of Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted sex offender and millionaire found dead in a New York City jail cell recently, apparently of suicide.
We're moving expeditiously, and I think soon I'll be in a position to report to Congress and the public the results. I will say that, as I said before, we have found serious irregularities at the center, but at the same time, I have seen nothing that undercuts the finding of the medical examiner that this was a suicide.
Barr dismissing conspiracy theories that have surrounded the circumstances of Epstein's death. President Trump wiping out student loan debt for veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. He signed an executive order after speaking to veterans in Kentucky yesterday, an order that directs the Department of Education to eliminate all such debt. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you think the war on drugs is over, you can think again. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with the story.
A study from the nonprofit RAND Corporation using data from 2016, the most recent year for which all the data is in, finds Americans spending at least $150 billion a year on heroin, meth, cocaine, and marijuana. By comparison, Americans in 2017 are known to have spent just about $10 billion more, $160 billion, on alcohol. Researchers say the majority of the spending on drugs is by people who use every day, or just about. Heroin use has also been on the rise, about 10% a year, and Americans are spending about as much on that as they do on marijuana.
The rift is growing between President Trump and leaders in Denmark, who rejected his plan to make an offer to buy Greenland. The president has now canceled a trip to Denmark.
The prime minister's statement that it was absurd, it was an absurd idea, was nasty. I thought it was an inappropriate statement.
Parliament member Carson Hunga.
Long ago we stopped being surprised about what the president is doing. Apparently he acts like a spoiled child and... Well, I cannot buy Greenland. Well, I don't want to show up in Denmark.
The president was scheduled to visit Denmark September 1st as part of a European tour. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.